Glenn Wilson is a former Marine Corps veteran from Wayne.
Passion that me, my papa was into. I was woodworking with him when I was about 14 years old. He just got me into it, and then, you know, my papa passed away, and his shop, you know, kind of disappeared, and I kind of ventured off at it, but my dream has always been to woodwork.
Wilson is one of just a few students involved in a program where participants take classes at Mount West Community and Technical College in Huntington and earn credits and money to work at a woodworking workshop at West Edge called Saul's Edge.
You're creating something that, you know, is just put on this earth that comes from a tree, and you cut it down and make something beautiful out of it. I mean, you can see all the texture and the grain in it. There's wild stuff when you reveal the wood, and what you can see in it is just, I mean, it's just amazing.
The workshop has been working on projects for about a year now, but it's starting to slowly grow. The group takes wood from old buildings in southern West Virginia that's reclaimed by a deconstruction team. The team is part of the Coalfield Development Corporation as well. Coalfield Development Corporation is a community-based organization working in the southern part of the state. They started out building and deconstructing homes and now provide other training opportunities at West Edge. Their goal is to create job opportunities in southern West Virginia. They're funded through private donations and grants to provide these opportunities. Eddie Austin is the director of Saul's Edge.
We train them in a trade, but they also take college classes. And at the end of 2 years, they get an associate's degree. And basically, we're trying to train them so that when they go into the job force, they become the leaders.
Using donated wood cutting machines, they take reclaimed wood to make different things for sale in the local market with the hopes that local groups will purchase. They have an agreement with West Virginia Living Magazine to make home decor pieces. They're working with local businesses on making desks, and they've produced pieces for Heritage Farm. Deacon Stone is the president of Reclaim Appalachia and project director for West Edge. He says it's a perfect opportunity to expose the students in the workshop to private businesses to help prepare them for the job market.
It's important for us, as it is important, critical even, for the crew members to have a close interface with the private sector, and for them to understand the kind of skills that we're building here so we can achieve good placements for our crew members upon the completion of their degree and their completion of the program.
One of the businesses that has purchased wood and the services of the wood shop is a group called Akinpucky. The name is an Appalachian slang term meaning a stew of unspecified ingredients, or in the construction industry, like a caulking or glue substance. They're a design and construction group that specializes in restaurant and kitchen design. Logan County native David Seth Cyphers and his wife run Akinpucky, which is based in Huntington. He says they've used Saul's Edge to cut down on their workload.
Previously, in the last couple of years, we've just been buying reclaimed products from them to do the work ourselves, but design business has picked up to the point where it's beneficial to us and beneficial to them to collaborate, as opposed to us try to, you know, employ our own workshop when we could just use their program.
They've purchased reclaimed wood in the past from Saul's Edge for projects like the design and construction of Backyard Pizza in Huntington, and are working with the group on bar tops made from old bowling alley lanes for a new restaurant called The Peddler. Cyphers says it's important to him to work with the group at West Edge.
Well, I believe in their cause, and I believe that what they're doing is a good thing. I think that it's one solution to a problem in the area.
Students like Ashley Wiles of Wayne are appreciative of what the Saul's Edge has done.
It's crazy because, you know, before I started here, I never thought that I could do it, but realistically, I can. Like, I can run most of this equipment in here now. It's just, you know, you have to be taught and you have to just do it.
Other students at the workshop say they're just hoping to earn more business and more opportunities for Saul's Edge. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Westmoreland.